Ahead of an expected decision by the US president on Wednesday that Washington would recognize Jerusalem as the new Israeli capital, a top Vatican official has said the move would add fuel to the fire of conflict and instability across the Middle East. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the former Vatican envoy to the UN in Geneva, told me that any move away from the status quo in Jerusalem could have unforeseen consequences. Palestinians and Arab leaders across the region have criticized President Trump's decision, which includes a plan to move the US embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
First of all, I thought it was a consideration of recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Not yet a fait accompli. And I hope that it will remain a desire of the president, but not a decision of the government of the United States to introduce basic changes in the Middle East. Because, as the Holy Father, Pope Francis, says, it's already a very delicate situation. And to move away from the status quo for Jerusalem could have unforeseen consequences. So my prayer is that, like the Holy Father, that the recognized neutral status of Jerusalem, accessible for the three religions, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, continue to be so.
Palestinians and other Arab leaders there have warned that if this change does come about, it could jeopardize the peace process. Do you fear a return to a violence or a flare-up of the fighting there?
It is difficult to predict anything, but the move is certainly not a gesture of openness for dialogue. What we need in the Middle East, the efforts that are ongoing for reestablishing a little bit of peace in Syria, it's a very difficult process. And adding fuel to the fire will not simplify things in the Middle East, but we will continue to see this tragedy of violence, destruction, production of refugees by the millions, and force movement into Europe and other parts of the world, like Jordan and Turkey. So it will be a continued situation of instability and of risks where simple people, normal families, will pay the highest price.
As you mentioned, Pope Francis has made a very strong appeal about maintaining the special status of Jerusalem as a city open to these three world faiths. Do you think his words can have any effect?
I certainly hope they do. And I know for a fact that his voice in the United States, for example, is highly respected and listened to by a lot of people. So even for a simple political calculation, I would say that it will be useful for everybody to listen to the invitation the Pope directs to all the parties concerned to maintain the status quo and to open negotiations and to adopt the method of dialogue as a way to resolve differences.
We also know that the Pope had a phone call with the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas. What else can the Vatican diplomacy do to try and push for this dialogue that you're calling for?
The media reported on the telephone conversation between the Pope and Abu Mazen. This is a sign that there is goodwill to talk, to negotiate. But this has to be enlarged to involve all the participants in regarding this issue, above all the Israelis, so that they, in their own interest for peace in the Middle East, will not disrupt what the United Nations have repeated many times and what has also been a position, a logical and coherent position of the Holy See for all the past decades.